getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Believe it or not, we're back to do it again. Yeah, me and the Polka Record sitting right here in the studio with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Polka Records, for the next not quite an hour. It's always just a smidge under an hour, but hey, that's a pretty good run for polka music every single week, don't you think? I think so. A lot of things to do today, mostly just play this stack of records and talk about stuff. That's a pretty easy gig when you stop to think about it, huh? Let's just jump right into it. Frankie Yankovic over here on turntable number two, which I may be favoring this week a little bit. I have turntable number one to my left, turntable number two to my right. They're in numerical order from left to right. It's amazing. And I hate to open the show with a story. We should open the show with a record. I'll tell you. Where'd that guy come from? Shut that guy. We'll talk to him later. It's going to be one of those weeks. I'll tell you the story later. Let's just start the show with Frankie Yankovic, huh?
Moje dítle je šemláta, moje dítle je šemláta, moje dítle je šemláta, ho mi starši znaj svi. Kaldr pošti vám rušu, prýr mi popeta, tak ne popomagla. She loved me, but oh how she lied, but oh how she lied to me. Hail, hail, the gang's all here, so what the heck do we care, what the heck do we care. Hail, hail, the gang's all here, so what the heck do we care.
Frankie Yankovic, and no mention of the Yanks on that one, just says Frankie Yankovic, the My Sweetheart Polka, getting things rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, under control for another week. All right, now I'll tell you the story. I just felt, oh boy, that's going to be, I'll tell you the story, and you'll know why I'm moaning here. And it's really, I realize, an extension of the refrigerator story, the ongoing refrigerator story of the last year, and I will not recap, but here's the deal. So, first of all, I have a bad knee. It's been a bad week, I'm telling you. My knee has a whole list of... There's missing cartilage, torn meniscus, bone spurs. There's a cyst in there. There's a crap load of arthritis. I have knee problems. And don't ask me about the pending knee surgery, because that is also making me grumpy. But anyway, so the refrigerator repairman is due to come back again, because it's been an ongoing thing over the past year. And I'm not going to go through that again. But anyway, so last week, I don't even remember what day it was, Wednesday, Tuesday, I don't know. I'm waiting for the refrigerator repairman, who's allegedly going to show up, and it's about 1:30 in the afternoon. He was supposed to be here around 11, and I'm in the basement sorting out records, and the doorbell rings. Ding dong. Ding dong. I'm in the basement. I'm like, oh, crap, it might be the refrigerator repairman. I better get up there before he decides I'm not home and he leaves. So I try to run up the basement stairs. This was not a good idea. I'm about three stairs away from the top, and my bad knee leg doesn't quite make the lift to the next step, and I wipe out. And I can't even tell you what happened, because it happened so fast. I don't know if I grabbed something to try to save myself, or if I fell on it, or what I did, but somehow I really messed up my left shoulder. And, of course, at the time, I didn't care. I continued on getting up the stairs because I had to meet the refrigerator repairman, and then it turned out it wasn't. So, in the meantime, the shoulder is really screwed up, and it's weird, because it's obviously a muscle injury, because it's certain directions I can't move it. But if I lift it with my other hand, I can move it fine, but if I try to make its own muscle do it, it really hurts. And I don't know what that means. But so to get to the start button on turntable number one, I have to reach way over to the left side with my left shoulder, and I can't really do it. I have to really lean over there to reach the start button on the turntable. So that's why I feel a little gimpy today. But that will not stop me from playing plenty of great old-time polka records. And look at all the time I just wasted telling you a story. And yes, by the way, I have it right here. We will hear the old-style waltz again. I told you I'm playing that every week until I can't stand it anymore, and that may take a while. So in the meantime, now this record starts out a little scratchy at the beginning. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought I was going to play the other side, and then I changed my mind. This one starts out a little fuzzy at the beginning, but it'll be clearing up as we get into the record. Here's Al Soik and his orchestra and the Nancy Polka. Go, Al Soyko and the orchestra there, and the Nancy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We get together every week, in case you just stumbled upon this, and we play old-time records for an hour. It's always records here on the show. We never play CDs or MP3s or any of that fancy stuff. It's all phonograph records on record players right here. If you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, by the way, I always like to mention this, you can call us on the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. You can leave a message there. You can also text to that number, which is 218-259-2985. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So all those ways, if you want to make a request, dedication, question about a band or a record, or whatever, that's where you can find us anyway. Pala Brothers over here on a much more comfortable turntable number two today. Starro, you looking for a fight?
Tomorrow morning when I awake, I go with a partner fish in the lake. My starro, she say you go like heck, you go for fishing, I break your neck. Oy, 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 starro, you're looking for a fight. Oy, 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 starro, you go fly him a kite. Fishing, I go for hunt, I shoot for rabbit, I shoot for skunk. My starro, she say you no go shoot, you go for hunt, then I give you boot. Oy, 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 starro, you're looking for a fight. My partner calling him, say, hey, Yashu, let's go for bowling. I like him bowling and catching fishes, but the Moya starro making me wash dishes.
Oy, 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 starro, you go climb him a tree.
Looking for a fight there, huh? There you go, Pala Brothers here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Old-time records coming at you like we do every week here on the show. Be sure to thank the radio station or the webcaster, the podcaster, the streamer, wherever you happen to be hearing our show this week. Let them know that you're hearing it, that you're digging it, that you listen to their station, because they always love feedback like that. So by all means, remember to do that, all right? Coming up, Maddie's Brothers on the way here. But before we do that, let's talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by, check them out. It's a groovy place. I know because I've seen it. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display. Memorabilia, historical data, music, ethnic origins. It's just, it's a cool place. Learn about the music, learn about the instruments. They have a beautiful concert hall, which they utilize for beautiful concerts. They have jam sessions, educational opportunities, the world's only accordion and repair technician school. as a matter of fact. So check them out, won't you, next time you find yourself heading into the Duluth Superior area. Up along the Lake Superior there by Minnesota, Wisconsin, right there where they come together in the Twin Harbors. I don't know, because Two Harbors is just north of Duluth. While you're there, go to Two Harbors too. Head up the North Shore, check out things like Palisade Head and Gooseberry Falls and all the beautiful waterfalls and hiking trails, lighthouse and stuff. It's groovy. Find out more. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them on the interwebs. And a lot of information there for you, including the current calendar of events and whatnot. worldofaccordions.org. Have a look. All right. Maddie's Brothers over here on turntable number one. This is the Humpty Dumpty Polka. Humpty Dumpty Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, we get together, we play old-time records. That is what we do here on the show. Next record, it's a standard. Everybody knows his melody. Everybody knows his song. And darn near everybody old-time, everybody, every old-time band. Oh, it's one of those days. Every old-time band, I think, in the world just about has done their version, their interpretation of this particular selection. That's how they would say it if this was like a classical music radio station. They'd say, and now Marv Herzog and his orchestra, with their unique interpretation of the Peanuts polka. That's how they do it, like on public radio, you know. Anyway, let's do it. Here's Marv and the Gang. Thank you. that is Marv Herzog there with the Peanuts Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And let's see, let's just do this. You could probably all sing it by now. I told you I'm going to play this record every week until I can't stand it anymore. I can still stand it. I still laugh every time I play it. And I guess that's the point. And I expect that by the time I get sick of it, you'll all be able to sing along with the record, too. Here's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. Yes, it's the old style waltz again.
Ah-yah! I love an old style waltz, played by that old style band. That's to this old style waltz, in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. But is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pants. What's it? This is an old dialogue. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz, played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz.
Yes, Jay Wells, the Red Raven Orchestra, the old style vaults here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show, and yes, I'm doing it. I'm putting that record right back up here on the shelf so we can play it again next week. I love that record. I don't know, because it's so ridiculous. Anyway, it seems so sincere at being ridiculous. It's amazing. All right, anyway, where are we? We're playing records. That's what we're doing here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Nice balmy weekend here in northern Minnesota. Sunshiny and like 70 degrees. It's like perfect summertime weather around here, which is nice because a week ago it was like 95. So we're all kind of digging the cooler weather. A little thunderstorm action here and there, though. But, hey, a nice, comfortable 76 here in the studio this week. Unlike the last couple of weeks when it was like 90 degrees in here and I had the fan on and I was working with my shirt off. It was embarrassing. All right, Lawrence Welk over here on Turntable 2, along with Myron Florin on accordion, of course. And even though there's really no laughing in the song, it's still called the Laughing Polka. Ha ha ha! Laughing Polka, Lawrence Welk of the gang here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, rolling out the records for you today. The next guy now is Johnny Hesney. I believe is how you say it. H-Y-Z-N-Y-N. Wait a minute now. Time out. H-Y-Z-N-Y. The guy's last name has no vowels in it. How is that possible? Johnny Hesney and the Merry Music Makers. This is the You're My Honey Polka. There you go, Johnny Hesney there, and You're My Honey Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, gathering together, playing old-time records, having a ball like we do every week here on the show. The Two Canaries Polka is up next, Rain Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, one of the bands that takes up more letters on the record label than most of the records here on the Oompa Hour, which reminds me, I still have to find us a legitimate waltz every week now. I'm not counting the old-style waltz that I'm playing every week as our official waltz. Although, oh wait, we did have Starro, You're Looking for a Fight. That was kind of a waltz. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, a little dance into this one is good. Thank you. Wow, they play a quick little song. I was hardly even ready to get ready for another record already. Ray Dorsner, the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, the Two Canaries Polka. See, that was less than 2 minutes long. Holy cow, they just slid that one right past us, didn't they? Here we are in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, getting together every week, playing old-time records on the radio. You heard me kind of moaning there a little bit. I was putting the record pile where I put the done records that I've played is over on my left side. I'm using my bad left shoulder. Man, I got to figure out what the deal is with that. But anyway, you want to hear? I'll tell you my knee story this week, why I've been a little grumpy this week. I need knee replacement surgery. I was scheduled for it about a month ago, and you got to stop taking some of your pills, and you got to have a pre-op, and inspection. Appointment, physical, that's what it is. It's all those things. And you got to do a bunch of stuff. Well, anyway, the nurse, the orthopedic nurse called me and said, "Hi, your insurance company says they're not going to pay for your knee replacement surgery until you do 6 weeks of physical therapy first, because they think that may heal you." And we all kind of snickered. Because there's no way any type of physical therapy makes missing cartilage return, repairs tears in torn menisci, removes bone spurs, takes out a cyst, and compensates for arthritis. There is no physical therapy on the planet that'll take care of any of that stuff. So we all kind of snickered and said, yeah, the physical therapy people will figure that out, and they'll tell your insurance company to jump in the lake. So in the meantime, the sore knee that I've been dealing with for 15 years that's finally gotten so bad I couldn't take it anymore, it's going to be delayed for another couple of months at least. So I'm a little grumpy about that. And then I fell up the stairs earlier in the week. I told you about that. It's been a tough week, for Pete's sake. And Don Peachy and the orchestra are over here on the very painful turntable number one with the Here's to You Polka. Don Peachy and his orchestra there, and the Here's to You Polka, Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Rocking out the polka tunes this week for another week. Remember, if you have any requests, dedications, questions, comments, whatever, don't forget the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. That's three groups, each beginning with a 2. That's kind of catchy, isn't it? 218-259-2985. You can text to that number, too. Leave a message, whatever you'd like to do. Email us, oompahour@aol.com, and Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All of those will get you to us. Eddie Wojcik's orchestra now. This is the Bartender Polka.
Jolly Scout. your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
For the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
Is he a man? Is he a mouse? He could be a rat. I don't know, because I have no idea what bartender they're talking about. Eddie Wojcik's Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And now let's go to a regular waltz, because I'm not counting the old-style waltz. I'm not even counting Star Oil. You're looking for a fight that we played earlier. And now I forgot the name of this this band, because the title's so long. It's the Isabella and Mauritian Waltz, I believe, is how you pronounce that. And it doesn't matter, because the record's an instrumental, so they're not going to sing it anyway. It's Joe Kratchik and his Beer Town Band. That's who it is. My gosh, let's just push the button and get it rolling, shall we?
Thank you.
All right, see, now I saw you waltzing. I could actually, in my mind, in the theater of my mind, I could see you waltzing to that one. It says it's the Isabella and Mauritian Waltz by Joe Krajcek and his Beertown Band. And then if you look in the really small print, it says recorded at Buzzy and Lil's Triangle Hill in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's what it says. A very small print on the record. And I'm very proud of myself for being able to read that very small print today without even having to get out my I have my reading glasses on, but I didn't need my supplemental magnifying glass. Fabulous, huh? Jerry Dahlstahl's orchestra is coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, Jerry Dahlstahl and the orchestra. I told you they were coming up after that. Here they are doing the My Fanny Polka.
My Fanny, but my Fanny wouldn't shake. Fanny, Fanny. fat and shake my fatty, but my fatty wouldn't shake.
Jerry Dostal's orchestra there, my Fanny Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're rocking them out today. I tell you what do we got? Stan Wisniak over here. That's what we have. And I like Bomba. Stan Wisniak and the orchestra, even though it says Bomba, B-O-M-B-A, there's two O's in boom, aren't there? I don't know where they... who knows? Everybody spells everything differently. I don't care, because I have the little Lulu Rhinelander over here by Walt Jaworski and his orchestra, or his TV orchestra, as a matter of fact. So here you go, anyway. We'll be right back. right, there you go. That is the Little Lulu Rhinelander here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra there. And I was just thinking, if I could just find one more really short song, I could jam it in here at the end of the show. We get another one in here. And lo and behold, I stumbled upon Eddie Zima and the orchestra doing the Godfather's Polka. Eddie Zima and the orchestra there. That is the God's Father's Polka. yes, we're going to give you a polka that you can't refuse. Anyway, that does it. That's the last record for the show. That fills her up for another week. Holy cow, it's amazing how this time can fly by every week, isn't it? Anyway, everybody sing along with a theme song.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is produced in the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We shall be back and do it all over again next week with a fresh stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.